The reason this is all happening is because they will not submit to the authority of the Word of God. That's why this is happening. And it's not like God is mean-spirited and is just, you know, waiting to destroy these nations. He's not. He wants to bless them. But they will not submit to the authority of His Word. They will not recognize the covenant. They won't. And because they won't recognize the covenant, the injunction there in Obadiah 15 says, what you do to Israel, if you try and destroy Israel, your nation is going to be destroyed. If you try and obliterate Israel off the face of the earth, you're going to be obliterated. If you're going to try and destroy Jerusalem, your armies are going to be destroyed. See? Conversely, if the people will bless Israel and say, we recognize the covenant that God's brought you back into the land, that's a covenant relationship, we're going to bless you, those people will be blessed. Does everybody see that? So what we're looking at now is the first battle leading to the Battle of Armageddon. It's right in front of us right now. I cannot see. I mean, Iran is not slowing down one bit to stop the nuclear weapons. They're not slowing down one bit. So, I mean, how is there going to be a pause in this? You know, how can we say, well, all this is not going to happen maybe until 5 years from now or 10 years from now? Everything I'm reading, everything I'm studying, it could be any time from today. Well, it could have been earlier. But for Israel to go at Iran could be any day now. It could be tomorrow. It could be maybe next month. But it's not going to be 5 years from now. It's not going to be 4 years or 3 years from now. It's right on top of us right now. And this is going to be a world-changing event. And what I believe is going to happen in this is from what we looked at yesterday. Joan had the teaching there about how the economic structure is all set up for the new world order and the new economy, that this coming war is going to turn the world upside down. The world economy is going to be blown apart. I mean, if you start stopping the shipping of oil in the Persian Gulf, and even for a short period of time, oil is going to go to, I don't know what, hundreds and hundreds of dollars a barrel. Economies all over the world are going to blow apart, including ours. You're going to have a world economic upheaval, which is going to give them the ability to slam dunk everything they wanted to do. Do you see that? On top of it, you have nations disappearing from nuclear weapons, wars where entire countries are gone. The cry is going to be peace and safety. So I believe on the other side of this war that we're looking at, and I don't know how long, I think the war is going to be very quick. This domino effect, I told you, it's not going to be like a 3-year war. I think it's going to be a couple months. And on the other side of that, I think we're going to see a new economic order, and we're going to see a new world political order that we won't recognize right now. Things are going to change so dramatically, so fast, and people are going to beg for it. They're going to be so terrified with the use of nuclear weapons. The country's gone. They're going to be so terrified about the economy, the way it's upside down, and what has happened, that they're going to listen and be willing to do anything to try and put it back together. So, and of course, with me, I'm not going down that road with them, and I got my eyes fixed on the Lord's coming. But you see, that's what the world faces out there. See, and we don't want to be, if you're in this world, you know that the caption about the monkey puts its hand in the coconut and gets caught and it won't let the peanut go? That's the way, we can't be like that with the world. We can't be locked into that world out there. And because you'll be like that monkey, caught. See, focus on the Lord. This is the time to go by His peace. If He tells you and to move, you move. If He tells you to get another job or do something, you do it. Have the Lord put you in areas and places now. Because awesome things are going to happen. At the same time, let's be the big beacon witness for the Lord. Trust me, I hope the Lord comes soon. Because it's not pretty what's coming. It's not pretty. In the remaining time, I haven't seen Noah come for me. He usually sneaks up. He's gone? Oh, so I'm free. Oh, no, get back. Get back. I was just getting warmed up. Hold on, I just want to close with something, right? And then 5 minutes, okay, and I'll ask a question. What's going to happen is this war, when you look at it, will set up the second war, which we know in scriptures as Ezekiel 38 and 39. Russia rising up, which we've just seen last month, is very important because Russia is going to lead this second war. Russia right now, as I speak, has 10 warships docked in Syria. Russia has just agreed to sell Syria and Iran their most advanced missile system to protect them from the Israelis. Russia wants to get back into it, which is exactly what the scripture says is going to happen. But the area of Georgia is critical because that's where the Russian army has to come down. So more is going to happen there. You watch, Russia is going to get stronger and stronger and bolder and bolder, and the old Soviet empire is going to be put back together by that. A lot, I think, are going to join out of fear. But Russia is going to be the major player in this. So what happens is after this first war, America like disappears from the picture. I believe in this coming election that if I think it'll be a good indicator, this coming election will tell whether the Lord still has anything left for us. I personally believe that the Lord needs America in this first coming war to protect Israel. I don't think Israel can take it all on by itself and survive. If Egypt is involved, and Jordan's involved, and the Syrians are involved, and Iran is involved, and Hezbollah and Hamas is involved, I think it's too much. And that I think the Lord still has some time for us, but not much. And after that, we're out of the picture, and Russia's the major player. No one there has the ability to stop Russia in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Do you see that? So what happens, though, is all Russia arguably is history's most anti-Semitic nation. Going back 1,000 years, this national sport of Russia was like Jew baiting. When you look at it, every so often the czars would be out there and they would be leading, you know, just in inciting the people to steal the Jewish people's businesses, to burn their synagogues and the Torahs and cut their beards off and do all sorts of horrible stuff to them. But payday for Russia, we see it in Ezekiel 38 and 39. Isn't that amazing? God's going to put hooks in Russia's jaws and bring it down with the rest of Islam, and they're going to be destroyed in the mountains of Israel, and it's going to end Islam. Islam's days are numbered. I tell Muslims that when I talk to them. The first battle is going to greatly weaken Islam. The second battle is going to end Islam. And I'm going to have to end that there. But in everything I said, look, the Lord is there. Jesus, his word is being fulfilled before our very eyes. We know that when he returns, he's coming back with the saints. You know, to me, the way I look at it right now, you ever see those like science fiction movies where the door is closing and the monsters are after the people and you're scurrying through the door? And I'm looking out there and I see all this building, and I'm saying, Lord, you know, I'm trying to squeeze through the door because all that mess is following us. And Lord, let's be with you. But we have to be a witness for him if he tarries, right? We have to stand. So it's all laid out in God's word. I think when we have knowledge of what's coming up and we know what God's word says, it takes fear out of us because we know. So God wants the church to be strong. God wants the church to stand with his covenant people Israel, and God wants his church focused on the second coming of the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for your time.